Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Capital Calculus, the show which focuses on the intersection of politics and economics, something that is critical in democracies like India, especially in influencing what the little guy gets or does not get. Every week, this show will explore this intersection to try and give you a fresh perspective on the week that was. I am your host, Anil Padmanabhan. Last Saturday, India celebrated its 74th Independence Day. Undoubtedly, a moment to cherish. Unlike Pakistan, India has remained wedded to the idea of democracy. And this, despite having to deal with difficult trade-offs along the way. It is therefore as much a moment to look back as to look forward. Exactly what Prime Minister Narendra Modi tried to do in his near 90-minute speech from Red Fort. For the moment, let us ignore the constant critics as well as the Modi loyalists. It will then be clear that the PM served up definite markers for his vision of a new India. One which will address the aspirations of every Indian. A country which will not fear to stand up and be counted in the new world. One whose rise is not feared, unlike a China. A country which is built on the principles of peace and harmony. All laudable ideas indeed. But what do we make of it? Departing from the signature style of this podcast, I have doubled up as the expert for this episode, broken down the speech to sketch the PM's plan for a new India, to give you all a cheat sheet, as it were.
Atmanirbhar Bharat, ye ek prakar se shabd nahi.
Atmanirbhar is not an option, it's an imperative. Most young adults stand on their own feet by the time they're 20 years old. Why shouldn't India, which will turn 75 next year, do the same? What is true for a family should also hold good for an individual.
हम में से जो भी 25-30 साल की उम्र से ऊपर होंगे, उन सब ने अपने परिवार में अपने माता-पिता या अपने बुजुर्गों से सुना होगा कि भाई बेटे बेटी अब 20 साल 21 साल के हो गए हो. अब अपने पैरों पर खड़े हो जाओ. 20-21 साल में भी परिवार संतानों से अपने पैरों पर खड़े होने की अपेक्षा करता है. हम तो आजादी के 75 वर्ष के एक कदम दूर है, तब हमारे लिए भी भारत जैसे देश को अपने पैरों पर खड़ा होना अनिवार्य है. आत्मनिर्भर बनना अनिवार्य है.
इट इज प्रोबेबली द फर्स्ट टाइम the PM defined Atmanirbhar so succinctly. The analogy unambiguously underlined the urgency to press ahead. And importantly, it is not a metaphor for autarky. The idea is to develop India's capability, to bring it on par with the rest of the world, not to exclude the world. Instead, it is to improve India's contribution to the world and in turn gain that much more in return. But what is this game plan the PM is talking about?
किसी समाज की किसी भी राष्ट्र की आजादी का स्रोत उसका सामर्थ्य होता है.
By providing basic amenities like electricity, cooking gas and drinking water, we ease the burden on the people. The energy so saved can be diverted by the people to inspire social, personal and national good.
Shahar ho ya gaon, uski mehnat ka koi mukabla nahi. Mehnat ka samaj ko jab suvidhaen milti hai, jeevan ka sangharsh rojbara ki musibatein kam hoti hai, to uski urja, uski shakti bahut khil uthti hai, bade kamal karke deti hai.
If this is the plan for the bottom of the pyramid, then the PM proposes a very different strategy for the rapidly growing middle class, a demography he believes are largely self-starters. Hear him out.
Madhyam varg se nikle hue professionals aaj duniya mein apna danka jama rahe hain. Madhyam varg se nikle hue hamare doctor, engineer, vakil, scientist, sabko duniya ke andar apna naam danda jama rahe hain.
India's growing middle class can do magic. Just see what doctors, engineers and other professionals have achieved internationally. What they need is an enabling environment, free of government interference.
Sarkari dakhalandaji se mukti chahiye. Madhyam varg ko anek vidh naye avsar chahiye. Usko khula maidan hona chahiye. Aur hamari sarkar lagatar madhyam varg ke in sapno ko pura karne ke liye kaam kar rahi hai.
Connect the dots and what have you? A massive makeover of the Indian society and the economy. If this plan does work, then trust me, India will add millions more to the formal economy, fire up and expand the existing middle class ranks. Imagine what it will do to the consumer economy, not to speak of the rest of the economy. But time is not on India's side. So how do you fast track this transformation?
आज से एक बहुत बड़ा अभियान शुरू होने जा रहा है और उसमें टेक्नोलॉजी का भी बहुत बड़ा रोल रहेगा.
वी आर लॉन्चिंग द नेशनल डिजिटल हेल्थ मिशन टुडे. एवरी इंडियन विल गेट अ हेल्थ आईडी. इट विल बी यूज्ड टू स्टोर ऑल द इंफॉर्मेशन अबाउट देयर हेल्थ, समथिंग दैट कैन बी यूज्ड टू एक्सेस हेल्थ केयर एनीवेयर इन द कंट्री. दिस विल रेवोल्यूशनाइज हेल्थ केयर.
इलाज में आने वाली परेशानियां कम करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का बहुत सुविचारित रूप से उपयोग होगा. प्रत्येक भारतीय को हेल्थ आईडी दी जाएगी. ये हेल्थ आईडी प्रत्येक भारतीय के स्वास्थ्य खाते की तरह काम करेगी. आपके हर टेस्ट, हर बीमारी, आपको किस डॉक्टर के पास कौन सी दवा ली थी, उनका क्या डायग्नोसिस था, कब दी थी, आपकी रिपोर्ट क्या थी, ये सारी जानकारी इस एक हेल्थ आईडी में आपको समाहित की जाएगी.
दिस इज अ बिग मूव. फॉर वन, इट टेक्स हेल्थ केयर टू द पीपल. सेकंड, इट यूजेस टेक्नोलॉजी एज द ब्रिज टू डिलीवर अ डेवलपमेंट गोल, एमुलेटिंग व्हाट हैज ऑलरेडी बीन डन बाय द इंडिया स्टैक इन प्रोपेलिंग फाइनेंशियल पेमेंट्स थ्रू यूपीआई और व्हाट द गवर्नमेंट इज एनेबलिंग थ्रू द आइडिया ऑफ वन नेशन वन पीडीएस. All of this is going to bury the inglorious past in one fell swoop. A past when public delivery reeked of corruption and inefficiency. This is something that will also require a rewiring of our mindset.
इस महायज्ञ में हर हिंदुस्तानी को अपनी कुछ न कुछ आहुति देनी है.
New India will require a new zeal and a new mindset. A casual attitude will no longer work.
आगे बढ़ेगा जब साधारण से काम नहीं चलेगा. अब होती है चलती का वक्त चला गया.
इफ वन हैड टू चूज टू वर्ड्स टू एक्सप्लेन व्हाई इंडिया हैज मिस्ड आउट ऑन काउंटलेस अपॉर्चुनिटीज टू चेंज फॉर द बेटर इन द पास्ट, देन इट अनडाउटेडली हैज टू बी चलता है. द टू ड्रेडेड हिंदी वर्ड्स विच सेज बेसिकली एवरीथिंग गोज. Exactly why we are content with so little, happy to set our national bar so low. The PM is absolutely right. There has to be a mindset reset. India has long lived with this exceptions-based rule society, where who you know matters more than what you know. If India is to realize its potential, make it to the global high table, then it has to embrace the rule of law, This is no longer a choice, but an imperative. As far back as 1776, Adam Smith acknowledged how China's population vested it with an advantage. If China, he said, learnt the art of constructing all the different machines used in other countries, then they would be able to leapfrog over the rest. Which is what they did. And exactly the idea Atmanirbhar espouses. Fair to assume that what held true for China should also work for India. But there is a big if. PM Modi, though, is in no doubt. He says, yes, we can. Yes, we will. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. You can reach me on Twitter at Capital Calculus or on Facebook and Instagram at HT Smartcast. I'll be back next week with a new episode of Capital Calculus. Till then, stay safe.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.